This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on this Monday, July the 28th. This is it. This is the week that ushers in all of football. Last week with the NFL, colleges this week, high schools today. We are back. A lot of nothing in the off season with camps and drafts and combines and such. But we're here. We've arrived. Within the next month, we will be playing for real in college and high school. And then after Labor Day, the NFL will kind of kick in as well. So seven and a half, almost 8 month hiatus from meaningful football is over. So now everything that you do is going to be it's going to be for real. If you missed anything in the first hour, we had Coach Jake Pugh, the head coach at Archbishop McCarthy, on as he begins his first year. Good program, tough district. Whenever you have defending state champion Archbishop McCarthy, American Heritage Plantation, New Orleans Plantation, and it's not easy. Talk to Florida State commitment, probably the first Florida State commitment in the 2026 class, Trey Bell from Goldman High School. Outstanding football talent. Great kid and very loyal. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, he had, and we talked about it, he's had a billion chances over the last 3 years to go to Northwestern, to Columbus, to St. Thomas, anywhere, Chaminade. But he stayed right there and has done his thing. And also Corey Bender joined us from Gators Online. We talk a little bit of Florida football. As we start our hour number two, by the way, if you want to listen to anything from this show, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are. We have them for as long as you want. Just keep listening. And some really good interviews over the last couple of weeks. And as I said, I promise over the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing some really good stuff. And tonight, you want to hold on to all these interviews because they're gold, because they're the best of the best. Our first guest of the second hour is the best of the best. He's been covering Florida State for a long, long time. The one thing about Chris Knee is he's never gets too high, never gets too low. If everything's going bad like last year, you never know it. He was always up, you know, up tempo, and same thing when they win. Certainly, he's got to be a lot more optimistic this year as they start another season. Obviously, it's going to be a tough opener. They have some really interesting games along the way, but I think that Florida State's done enough to at least try to get back over the hump. Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
From 247 Knowles is kind enough to join us this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate that. And certainly you and I talked last year at this time. There was not a lot of optimism. This year's got to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Last offseason was a lot about carryover, retention, some new pieces, and the expectation that things were going to fall into place. This year is really about a very new team. You've got a heck of a lot of new players, eight or so probably of your starters on offense against Alabama in a little over a month are going to be transfers. Defensively, not as many, but pretty close to that number. You've got multiple new coaches, Gus Malzahn coaching the offense, Tony White coaching the defense as far as coordinators, along with some other assistants that are new. So it's very different. It's also very unknown. We've been a little more closed off this year than normal under Mike Norvell as far as availability of watching practices with our own two eyes. So there's a little bit more mystery and unknown. So it's going to be an interesting 2025 watching it kind of come together and see exactly what this is supposed to look like.
Yeah, but for the FSU fan, I mean, it had been the worst of worst nightmares, because you go from a team that – really should have been playing the national championship game and undefeated regular season to two wins. And, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just like, wow, you know, like, you know, wake me up, please, before this nightmare gets any worse. I mean, and I'm sure you, as a, like I said, an even tempered guy, kind of talked a lot of people off the ledge saying, hey, listen, you know what? I think we have good coaches. I think we have a right direction. We just have to, you know, I mean, you kind of like didn't do as well in the portal as you had done in the past. Does this year, and I know you haven't really seen a lot of the kids over and over again, but do guys like Squirrel White and Micah Pettis and Tommy Castellanos kind of like peg the meter a little bit offensively?
Yeah, I think the hope is that they learned lessons from missed evaluations of how they constructed the 24 roster, and that those were applied in constructing the 25 roster. I think that's probably where the hope lies. You mentioned Deuce Robinson, Squirrel White. Those are two guys that should be at the very top of your wide receiver depth chart. They go and add Tommy Castellanos at quarterback to build an offense around him with a coordinator who used to be his head coach at UCF. So there's a great deal of familiarity between the two parties. And basically there's knowledge of what they're trying to do, which is going to be run heavy more than likely with a quarterback who's very capable of being a dual threat and using his legs. And then offensive line, which was among the many issues they had a season ago, probably one of the biggest, probably one of the ones at the forefront of why they were so non-competitive on a week-to-week basis last season. they went and added four transfers that are going to start for them there. The only carryover on the offensive line is Richie Leonard. So I think the intention is that they've constructed a team, at least like a first team depth chart, especially on offense, of guys that they believe are reliable, proven pieces that also fit the concept of what they're trying to do here. So I think that is how they're approaching it, with Gus Malzahn driving the bus offensively now as a play caller, a difference from Mike Norvell previously having been a play caller here. And the hope is that it all falls into place. Obviously, Bama out of the gate is going to challenge them. Bama's always got great athletes on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to get after you. But they do have a couple games after Bama before they really get in the meat of the schedule that are going to allow them almost a preseason type feel as far as opponents with East Texas A&M and Kent State. So I think the judgment of them shouldn't be made necessarily on August 30th. I think it's more probably September 26th when they go to Virginia for their fourth game, because that's an opponent who should challenge them, and they'll have had a few weeks of actual real football to figure out who and what they're going to be in the 25 version of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So offensively, it's going to be kind of a week-to-week thing to see what happens. And I agree with you. Alabama, it can't be a barometer, because Alabama's, a team that'll lose one and then get one just as good. But at the same time, you figure after that, as you said, there's two or three games in that stretch where they could test the waters offensively and see what, get on the same page and get the running game going. Because I know Roydell Williams and Cam Davis have an opportunity to be special. They just have to have some blocking, and they got to get some balance. Castellanos has got to kind of use his wide receivers and tight ends. Defensively, you get a few more names that we knew from last year coming back. Obviously, with Jabril Rawls and KJ Kirkland and Shaheem Brown, guys that know the system, been there a little bit. KJ Sampson, Darnell Jackson. Talk about that and how the new guys, I know that Deontay McCray is a kid that a lot of people like, and also Stephon Thompson. Talk about some of the defensive guys.
Well, Darrell Jackson's got to be the tone setter as a return guy. He's a monster in the middle. He's physically capable of being dominant, and the need for him is to be consistent and competitive every rep that he's out there for. And in FSU's revised system, they're going to run more like a 3-3-5 or 4-2-5, depending on the look that they give up front. He's going to be the monster in the middle. He's kind of got to be the tone setter. As far as the new pieces, I think the conversation starts with James Williams. He's a guy coming from the system at Nebraska that Tony White's bringing over to FSU. He's got a familiarity. He's got some positional flexibility. I think he's the guy that, beside Darryl up front, probably is one that's going to help you set a tone. Linebacker, you have a decent returning group of players there, and then you go and add Elijah Herring. He's a guy that was at Tennessee to start his career, struggled a little bit early in his collegiate career, went to Memphis and became kind of a tackling machine. I think FSU's hope is that he continues to be that tackling machine. And then the secondary is very homegrown. That's a group that, for the most part, I think they have 14 returning players there. So that's a lot of guys that have been in the building for a good bit of time that they're developing in the building. And I think after the spring, they understood we really need to probably make sure we have a corner who's a no-doubter. And they went and got Jeremiah Wilson from Houston, who's actually a state of Florida product who they're bringing back to the state. Jeremiah immediately becomes their cornerback one. And I think that kind of slots that younger group of secondary in place, where you have, two corners, three safeties you feel really good about as your starting types. And then you have a great deal of depth that you're going to figure out in real time. You mentioned KJ Kirkland. He's part of that depth at safety, for example. The defense has plenty of people that can be good. I think the key there is, how do they fit into the scheme? And how comfortable are they with the scheme as they actually start playing games? It's, for guys who are returning players, especially in that front 6-7 group, it's a change. It's different. FSU's predominantly been a 4-2-5, even before Mike Norvell arrived to town. Now they're going to be a bit more of a 3-3-5 with some 4-2-5 elements. Jack linebacker, he's kind of an outside linebacker, DN. Who becomes that guy? What is the intention of that guy? Is that going to be purely a pass rush guy, or a guy that plays a little bit more laterally in space at the intermediate range? I think those are things that we've got to figure out about this football team, that I think this football team has to figure out about themselves to know who and what they're going to be as a defense.
Yeah, I agree with you. Chris Neat joins us 24/7. Knowles does a tremendous job. What about some of the Florida kids? A lot of people were asking me, say, hey, ask Chris about Earl Little Jr., Edwin Joseph, obviously, Conrad Hussey from St. Thomas, and also, somebody who was there for the last couple of years, Omar Graham at linebacker. How do those four guys kind of figure in the scheme?
Omar is a guy that could be their Jack. He could be a downhill pass rusher type for them. I think that's truthfully his greatest strength as a linebacker. I do think Omar is going to have a starter type role for them. He seemed to have a good spring. They seem to be very pleased with him. Earl Little Jr., who's actually a representative for them at ACC kickoff this past week, he'll be a rover in this system. They play a three safety system. He'll do a lot of work in the intermediate range, the middle of the field. He'll be a physical force. The interesting thing with Earl is he started so poorly last year for them early in the season. He did improve dramatically as the year went on. Some of that was they finally figured out what spot to play him at. I think he also had a boost in confidence as he started playing better. They have invested a lot of time and belief in him throughout this offseason. It almost elevated him to one of the three, four most important players on their entire defense as far as being a face of it. So I think there's a degree of they believe they'll get a return on that with Earl. And Earl's a kid that's easy to share for. He's easy to like. He's certainly physical. The key for him is being effective in coverage. You brought up Edwin. Good spring till he got hurt, which was a disappointment because he was doing really well. I think Edwin's a guy that definitely can start back there beside Earl and Shaheen Brown, who's a returning starter at safety. I think Edwin can be their third safety. They've got a whole lot of Florida blood, especially in that secondary. That secondary is loaded with Florida guys. I brought up Jeremiah Wilson, who's from Kissimmee, Osceola area. Charles Lester's an in-state kid. KJ Kirkland's an in-state kid. Shamar is from Georgia, but I think he's actually – Shamar No is from Georgia, but I believe he's actually originally from South Florida. Brought up Conrad Hussey, an interesting returning player. Conrad's got all the talent in the world. The key for him is maturing on and off the field and just being that way consistently on a day-to-day basis. Edwin Joseph had some of that in him where he had to mature, and I felt like he did a great job of that in the last 12 months. It's now Conrad's turn to kind of turn that corner and do a similar thing that Edwin did to put himself in a position to be more relied upon as a player.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't usually talk about kickers, but I got to give my boy Jake Weinberg a little bit of plus. I think he has the potential to be one of the best kickers Florida State's had in a long time. Strong leg, accurate kid out of Del Rey. Talk about him and what you expect out of the special teams, because obviously, as we found out, especially with the University of Miami, the Borgalis brothers are gone, and now the drop-off is huge. What about Jake? How do they feel about Jake? Because he was one of the best high school kickers in the country.
Yeah, Jake's got a monster leg. It's unbelievable to watch him just kick the hell out of it sometimes. The way when he truly boots it, like gets it, he can let it fly and it can go a long, long way. I think key with him, like any kicker, is consistently doing it in high pressure situations. And that's one of those things that he's yet to have to do that in the collegiate atmosphere. Obviously, they try to simulate in practices, and I think he did a fair job of handling that last year. The key now is when the lights come on, can you do it? The special teams part of FSU is interesting. It truthfully was the best part of the FSU football team last year.
That's sad.
But those guys are gone. With Fitz and Mastro going to the pros. You know, they got to replace that. Max Schimento is going to be their new punter. He should be fine. They do return their long snapper, so there's some continuity there. The key for them is also going to be finding good return men. They got a lot of athletes on this team and guys like, you know, Squirrel White, Juice Robinson, for example, at receiver, or some of the other receivers in that room certainly could be return men for them. But they really need to find somebody that gives them a little juice in that regard. I think that's an area, you know, stealing yardage and not allowing lost yardage in the sense of not fielding punts is such an important place when you have a team that's going to have to be good in the margins. And for FSU to capitalize on what they should be this year, what they could be at their best version, they have to be good in those regards.
Good stuff. Chris, let everybody know how they can follow you also, because you're going to be writing a lot of good stuff over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, practice kicks off on Wednesday. We get a bunch of time with coach and assistant tomorrow. Knowles247.com. Always. Twitter account is also Knowles247. Personally, see me 24/7.
As always, man, thanks so much. We'll be contacting you plenty, and keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Blue. Take it easy.
Good stuff. Chris Nee from Knowles247 does a tremendous job, as you could hear, knows every facet of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.